we'll get started with some opening comments from Coach Nyberg.
Well, we just came off the Creighton game where they shot the lights out, and we were looking at Wisconsin's shooting from the three, and we said we didn't think anybody could shoot any better than Creighton and against our zone. And I'm telling you, they shot the lights out, and they're 16 for 37. And again, that was one of the things we're getting with our zone. We didn't think we could man up with them, and what an unbelievable display of three-point shooting and passing. And that was the only thing we hoped we could stay in the game where they're playing them, you know, a zone, and to get out there and try to get to their shooters. But the one thing, they put five guys around that perimeter, and they did a tremendous job. And our guys are still learning the zone and being on every pass. And whenever we made a mistake, they made us pay. And it was one of the we've played a lot of good teams in this 5 years of us being Division I, but that was the greatest display of shooting and passing that I've seen.
Coach, you talked a little bit about the three-point shooting in the game against the zone. How hard is it just to play zone when you got a guy like number one from Wisconsin, Ben Brust, who was shooting from what looked like a W
at
some point?
Yeah. Well, again, like we did, like we said with Creighton, I mean, and like we thought a little bit here as we tried to pick our poison. We didn't want to be chasing around there with our size, and we're a little bit small and had some bad matchups. We're kind of depleted too from a depth standpoint too, and we thought guys would get tired playing against their passing and movement, and to have some bad matchups in the post and on the perimeter. So we tried to go with the zone and hope like heck that. That contest every shot, which sometimes they didn't get contested because they did a great job of moving the ball, and we got two guys on the ball, and when you got two guys on the ball, that left somebody open, and they found him every time. So we knew Ben could shoot, but we just didn't do a good job of getting out there to him, and he had a great night going 6 for 9. We knew he could shoot. We knew obviously Marshall could shoot, and those are the two guys that we left him wide open, and they were some deep threes too.
Jim.
Greg, Wisconsin obviously plays Creighton on Friday night. You haven't played them both now here in a couple days. Can you say which one's better? Can you break that matchup down a little bit?
I think it'll be a tremendous, game. I tell you what Creighton had when we played them, and that's why they're great, is they come off the bench and they're good. And they bring three-point shooters off the game and Raggy and a couple other guys, and they've got a complete team of 10 players. And what Wisconsin showed tonight is when they come off the bench, they're big. It'll be a great matchup, and I think it'll be a 2 to 4 point game. I mean, I think anybody, choose who will make the shots and who makes the plays, and I think it'll be a heck of a game against two very, very unbelievable, well coached, unbelievable defensive and offensive teams, and teams that aren't just good at their first five. They're good when they come off the bench.
Coach, we talked about Brust three-point shooting, but he also had 12 rebounds. Double in four games. Was that more of a matter of your guys scrambling to adjust to box out in the zone, or is that just all the hustle?
Well, that's we knew he was he had eight offensive rebounds and was second leading offensive rebounder just on his hustle. And and again on our zone, they say it's tough blocking out, but we're trying to try to play a little matchup zone, so. We know when that shot goes, supposedly who's got the ball and who's got the next. So three of the five guys, but he may just, if he's in your area, I mean, that guy goes and goes and goes, and you gotta hustle him. And we got a young team, and we got one senior and one junior and the rest freshmen and sophomores. And every time we got a rebound and took it off, or we didn't do what we're supposed to do, or had a turnover, I mean, I've been through this before, is we got to learn the hard way, and we learned the hard way against a great team. But he's like Rodman, except he's only maybe 6'2", but he goes and goes and goes, and you better stay with him. You better stay with him because he's relentless. Except without the tattoos.
Anything else for Coach?
Somebody told me you don't ever want to go up here and play Wisconsin. They treat you nice, and all the people are nice, and the crowd's nice. But some guy said, I don't want to say what it was like, but he said, you won't want to go back there. And Coach Ryan was awesome, but I got the feeling, I've lost some games But I don't think we've ever lost as bad as we've lost tonight. And it was against a heck of a team and a heck of a coach team. And like I said at Creighton, I think those guys, I said they might be in Atlanta. And the guy, but I think that both teams tonight will be in the Sweet 16 if they keep playing. And even though the adversity with that point guard going down, they found some guys that can play.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Coach. Good one. Thank you.